Wasting much of our time. We shall be going straight to our Sunday school. Before we begin today's Sunday school, I would like to know who can remind me the topic we had last week in our Sunday school. Please give her the mic. Last week's topic.
Elijah at Horeb.
God bless you, ma'am. Put your hands together for her. Put your hands together for her. That means we are following Elijah at the Horeb. I was unavoidably absent last week, but I listened to the Sunday school. I was blessed. Thank God for the revelation the Lord is giving to us, the revelation of his word. Anyway, it is our ordination. So unto us, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. What we are learning here, I don't want somebody to commonize it. It is scarce out there. You can't get it in any denomination. It is because we are ordained for it. It is part of our ordination. It is unto you, unto me, that is given to know the mysteries. These are mysteries, and you know, anything that is mysterious, it takes God to grant you revelation. And as the Lord is granting us the revelations, it will not just remain a head knowledge, but rather it will affect our life and properly position us for the glorious coming of our Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Please, in case you miss out of that Sunday school, or for one reason or the other, you could not attend it, I would advise that you go to our archive. It's already there. Study it. Elijah at the Horeb talks about the works, the four works of grace. I was blessed by that teaching. And I pray the Lord will continue to grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Without wasting much time, this morning we shall be looking at something different, but it's still connected in one way or the other. We shall be looking at a topic, the six raptures in the Bible. The six raptures in the Bible. The six raptures in the Bible. Somebody might be surprised. Do we really have six raptures in the Bible? What am I saying? Six raptures that we can mention or that can be seen scripturally. We are going to look at it just one day teaching, and the Lord will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And at the end of today's teaching, the Lord will give us understanding, proper understanding of this topic in the name of Jesus Christ. Rapture is it's a very popular word in the Christendom. It's a very popular and very highly controversial word. Very popular, but highly controversial. There is no Christian that will say he has not heard about the word rapture. So many controversies. Some say rapture is after tribulation. Some say rapture is before tribulation. Some believe that there is no even rapture. That this is how we continue to enjoy our life to eternity. That there is no going to be an end. Everybody with his own interpretation of his word. But we thank God for giving us, for opening our eyes of understanding at this age, that we are not just part of the religious world, but God has called us into an inner caucus and has revealed the truth of his word unto us. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. We are so privileged that so much controversies, confusions associated with that word rapture. We are not part of it. For the Lord, through rightly dividing the word of truth, has given us understanding of this word rapture. But it will interest you to note that if you search, please, I want somebody to pay attention and follow me. If you search your Bible, the King James Version, you are older now. If you search the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you cannot see the word rapture. I don't know if we have observed it. The word, as popular as it is in the Christendom, the word itself, there is something that conveys the meaning of rapture, but the word itself, the word rapture, you cannot find it. I don't know if anyone has, since we'll be searching the New King James or the English translation of the Bible, since you'll be reading it, if there is any place in the scripture where you can find the word rapture. Is there anyone in the auditorium or connected online? If you have, the New King James Version or any version of the Bible that is translated in English, you cannot find it. The same thing goes with the word Trinity. All these are biblical truths, but the word itself, you cannot find it. Praise God. I think let that one be clear, that the word rapture is not found in any English translation of the Bible. That is one thing you need to, as a student of the Bible, you need to first of all have at the back of your mind. You cannot find the word rapture in any English translation of the Bible. But that is why we need to know, where is the origin? What is the origin of the word rapture? Where did we get it from? Where did we get the word rapture from? So there is something that has to do with rapture, but the word itself is not found in the Bible that you and I are holding, the English translation of the Bible. So that is what will lead us to the origin of the word rapture. I take the first slide. Praise the Lord. I want somebody to look at the screen. Rapture is an English word. It's an English word, but it's not in any English translation. Can you see? It's an English word that is not found in English translation of the Bible. Take, for instance, the New King James Version. But it is derived. Where is it derived from? It's from a Latin verb, rapturo. Rapturo. That is where it's derived from. Rapture, which means to snatch or to forcefully take up something, just as if maybe a thief who has been monitoring you is trying to collect your purse or your belonging. Forcefully snatch it away from you. That is the meaning of the word rapture from the Latin word. It means rapture. It means to snatch or seek, which was used in the Latin Bible. That means if you are reading the Bible written in Latin, you will find the word rapture. But it is not written as R-A-P-T-U-R-E. It is written as rapturos. Even some pronunciation will call it rapio, rapio, rapturo. And it means to snatch or seek by force. Now, remember, the Bible was originally written in Greek. Now, by the time it was to be translated to Latin, in Greek, so let's read on, which was used in the Latin Bible to translate the Greek word cut up. So it means cut up in Greek, which means apostle. In Greek, cut up means apostle. When cut up is to be translated in Latin, it was translated as rapture. And it is from this rapture we have the word rapture. Hope I'm making sense. Originally, the Bible written in Greek. Okay, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. So you see where this word was derived from. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse, pay close attention, because it is from this verse that the word rapture was derived from. There is a word there that was translated in Greek as apostle, which was later translated to rapture in Latin. Now let's read. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. You can underline those two words, caught up. If you pick up the Bible written in Latin, this caught up here, what you will find here is rapturous. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. So in Latin, if you are reading a Bible written in Latin, what you see there shall be rapturous. Rapturous. And it is in Greek, this caught up was translated as apostle. So if you want to read it in Latin, it will be remain shall be rapturous, or if you are reading it in Greek, it shall be apostle. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So it's from this verse that the word rapture was derived from or originated from. And the two words that meant rapture, that caught up was translated as apostle in Greek, originally when it was written in the Bible. But when it was to be translated to Latin, it was translated to what? Rapturous. Are we getting it? So the rapturous, both apostle and rapturous, means caught up. Are we following? It means caught up. So that is the origin of the word rapture. So can't find it, but it is actually in the Bible, the meaning. So that is the origin. So we move on to, now what does he actually mean? As in, what is the definition of rapture? Because as bride of Christ, you know, bride assembly church is a move of God. And the main reason why bride assembly church was raised up, unlike any other denomination, the essence of this church is solely, I believe we all know this, because knowing this, we have so much to do with the way we relate with one another and the way we relate with our Father. That this church was primarily the main reason, aside every other reason, healing, deliverance, prophecies, breakthrough, marriage, the primary reason why this church, Bride Assembly, was raised up, its main reason, the chief reason, or the chiefest reason, is to what? To prepare for translation, to prepare us for the rapture. So we have an obligation as a bride of Christ not to be confused at all with this rapture. The whole religious world can choose to be confused and not bother about what rapture is all about. But you and I, who has been part, nobody comes in contact, nobody gets connected to Bride Assembly Church by chance or by accident. God bringing you to this ministry or getting connected to this ministry has eternal purpose for your life. That is why you need to, everything you are doing here, you need to take it very seriously. Look beyond the temporary blessings. The main reason why he's getting you connected to the church is to prepare you for homegoing. And the earlier you have this at the back of your mind, the better. But this will help you to overcome so many temptations, both that you will see in the church and out there. It is beyond the temporary things, the blessings you see. It is the main reason is to prepare you. And if it is the main reason is to prepare us for the rapture, then, brethren, you have an obligation. You have everything to do to understand. Because if you are confused, then you will miss it. You can't afford to be in the confusion that is going out there. You can't be part of it. God has given us enough revelations. You have been part of the end time message, and you are part of this further light. You cannot be confused. Praise the Lord. I said you cannot be confused. Just pay attention and follow. The Lord will properly position us, and we shall all meet with him when he shall come in the name of Jesus Christ. So, we've seen the origin of the word rapture and the definition of rapture, because this will help us to know we are looking at the rapture ahead, and we also scripturally know that raptures have taken place before. So it will help us understand it, the rapture that have taken place, the one that we are expecting. It will give us a proper understanding of what to expect. Praise the Lord. I think the next slide, the definition of rapture. You know, so many definitions, but I differ. Now, we've taken this. Okay. Then which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Can you see? Shall be raptured. So if you are to read this in a Latin Bible, caught up there will be raptured. And if it is in a Greek Bible, it will be apostle. The next slide. Now, I defined rapture. I say, rapture is the rapid transportation of person or persons, because the one we are expecting is not only one person. The one that you and I are expecting. Is it going to be only one person? Is it going to be only one person? It's going to be all of us that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So, of persons from this life to heaven without dying. That is rapture. And that is what, we see, go back to that 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. It said, those of us which are alive at the time of the rapture. Okay, let's read it. It said, then, we which are alive, those of us, if Jesus tarries, those of us that will still be alive at the time that he will be coming, if he comes today now, those of us that are alive, we will not prevent those that have died. We will get into that later. Said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, shall be raptured. We alive, meaning the living elements at the time of the rapture, alive. And I define it as a rapid, a very quick, you are moved from the earth to heaven by passing death. That is rapture. Situation whereby human beings are alive, transported to heaven. That is rapture. Praise God. Get that definition. Everywhere, all the various raptures that have taken place, this divination fit incorrectly with this. And by that divination, we want to look from Genesis to Revelation, the various or these raptures that have taken place, whereby human beings in blood, in flesh, are transported from this realm of life to heaven. And that will bring us to the sixth raptures scripturally seen that we can find. Many people say there are seven, many say there are five, but I, scripturally, what I have seen, there are six. And you and I, it's a Bible study and it's a class. If you have seen seven, iron sharpened iron, we can share mine together. If it is only five, that's why I will try as much as possible to make sure we end this class before time, without rushing it, so that we can have an interactive section. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So the six raptures are seen in the Bible. Next slide. The first and foremost, following that definition I gave, that rapid transportation, you know, moved from the realm of life to heaven. The first person that experienced it, which we all call the rapture of Enoch. Turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 5. And everybody, this one is very, very popular. That is how the one we are experiencing will be too. Even those that are in the grave, we come up joining those that are still alive. And within a moment, they will be changed and meet their Savior in the air. Praise the Lord. Please leave this slide there. The first rapture in the scripture. Genesis chapter 5. Can we take it? Verse 21. This is talking about. Pay attention, because you will see a kind of characteristics something that happened that made him to be raptured. That those of you, me, you and I, that also have the hope of the rapture, there is something that he did, that something that he, that was found in his life that made him to be raptured, that you and I too, that are expecting the rapture of the Lord, the rapture of the church, we also must have to be able to experience rapture. Please, sorry, let's have it. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Somebody echo it. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And what happened? Let's read verse 25. Verse 25. 24. I did not walk with God, and he was not. He was not me, he was no more. He was, he disappeared. And read on, therefore God took him. Took him to where? Took him to where? Took him to heaven. Praise the Lord. But he walked with, before he was raptured. You know, that is what we define rapture to be. A rapid, a very quick transportation moved from a particular location on the earth to heaven. That is the definition of the rapture we give. But before he experienced the rapture, the Bible record, he did what? He walked with God. He walked in the righteousness of God. He walked with God. Hebrew 11. Make it clear too. So in the Hebrew chapter 11, verse 5. He's talking about the rapture of Enoch. By faith, Enoch was translated. Translated another word for rapture. Translated, that means moved from the realm he was to another realm, which is heaven. That he should not see what? He should not see death. I told you that rapture means bypassing death. Moved from earth to heaven. Enoch bypassed death. Took him from this earth, took him to heaven. And was not far because God has translated him. Look at what happened before God translated him, before God raptured him. For before his translation, before his rapture, he had this testimony that he did what? He pleased God. Not that he pleased his pastor. Oh. Not that he pleased the denomination that he belonged to. Who did he please? So note that. And for you to be part of the rapture, the one we are looking at, that you and I will be part of, you must also have this testimony that you walk not with your church. Walk. And what he's talking about is that walk in the righteousness of God. Those that will be part of the one we are expecting, there is a righteousness of God in every age. You must walk in that righteousness. Otherwise, it will not be your portion. You'll be among those that will be said, are thine own when the church is gone. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So take note of it. You must have the testimony that you walk with God. It's so important that you know what God is doing in your day. It's so important. Where you find yourself, you are not in the age of Noah. You are not even in the age of Enoch. You are not in the age of the Old Testament. In your present age, you must know you have an obligation. As a bride of Christ, the bridegroom is coming. You have an obligation. You can't just be religious about this. No. It's something that you must make a decision. A decision, a very conscious effort. He has a testimony that you please God. Are you pleasing men? Or pleasing your denomination? Or pleasing the pastor? Let that give you revelation that for you to be part of your own rapture of your day, you must do what? Have the testimony that you did what? Walk with God. And walking with God means the righteousness of God in your day. And you need to find it out. But it is what you know that will help you. If you don't know it, how will you walk in it? Praise the Lord. So we don't waste too much time. Let's move to the second rapture. seen in the Bible, which is the rapture of Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 2. If we take it from verse 1 to 11, but the main thing is in verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both as other. And Elijah went up by a wild wind into where? Into where? Heaven. Did he die? He bypassed death. Suddenly, he was transported from this realm of the earth to heaven. He to walk with God. Praise the Lord. What are we saying? We are trying to establish the fact that there are raptures that have taken place in the Bible before the one we are expecting. Out of these 6 raptures, 4 have taken place. We get there. It means only what? 2. And in the 2, you and I will be part of one. And that is why this teaching is so important. To know the one you are going to be part of and to know what you are to do so that you don't miss it. For if you miss it, for it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. All your essence on this earth is a waste. If you miss it, the only thing that you and I, of all our goals, we want to get married, good. We want to give birth to children, good. We want to buy a car, we want to japa. Whatsoever, of all achievements of this earth, the greatest one that should be even now, as it's coming, is drawing so close, should be how you'll be a part of this. For if you miss it, you have wasted your existence and it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So we move on to the third rapture. Praise the Lord. I titled that one as the Old Testament Saints. That is the third one, the Old Testament Saints. And it is very important that we take note of this. Because a lot of people still think that the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, many of us still think that they are still in the grave. But with this scripture, we will establish that they've already experienced their rapture. They are already in the paradise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read it. Matthew 27. The rapture of the Old Testament saints. So that you will know that you in the rapture among those in the resurrection morning before your own rapture. Don't expect to be seen Abraham. The one people you should be expecting is the Paul, Philip, all those apostles that are already in the grave. By the time you begin to see them, then you will know that you are about to be translated. But that is what will give you the rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. So Abraham, the likes of Jacob, Isaac, those that walk with God in the Old Testament, see what happened when Christ gave up the ghost. Please follow. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. We are reading now, verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock rent. Verse 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. This is resurrection. This is resurrection. They came out. This is resurrection. Now, you will see how it became a rapture. And came out of the graves, and after his resurrection, and went into the holy city in the Jerusalem there. And what happened? They appeared to what? To many. After they appeared to many, the Bible did not record that they went back to death. After appearing, what happened? They were taken up. That is why you could see in the book of Luke, when Lazarus and the rich fool, where was Abraham found? Where was he found? Where was he found? It's in the bosom of Abraham. They will already be lifted from air. They are already in the paradise. They were no more in hell because the blood of Jesus Christ made a way for them. They could not ascend into heaven until that perfect sacrifice. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh the sins of the world." Until that blood was offered, they were head bound in hell, in shame. But when it was offered, the righteous saint, they were lifted from that realm to paradise. So the likes of Abraham, those Old Testament saints that walk with God, they have received their rapture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we following? Are we following? How many raptures have we seen so far? Three. Remaining how many? Okay. Immediately after that one took place, this one even happened almost the same time. This is the rapture of our Savior. Was Jesus Christ raptured? Was he raptured? That is the first rapture. Let's read. Take it back. Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Let's read verse 2 before we now go to verse 9 to 11. Acts of Apostles chapter. And until the day in which he was taken up, raptured. Before that time. After that, he through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Read verse 9 now. Take it to verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, after he has appeared unto them, his disciples, for 40. If you read it from verse 1, you will notice after he resurrected, he appeared unto them 40 days. Now verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, verse 9, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. What took place here? Put your hands together for yourself. After he resurrected, he showed himself to those 40 days. It is not everybody that saw him. It was only his disciples. And it is very important so that those who are expecting when Jesus Christ will be coming for our rapture, that the whole world will see him. No, this one should let you know. When he resurrected, for the 40 days that he was showing himself, the whole world did not see him. The same way it will be when he will be coming to take us home. After he has left, when people began to see, we begin to see that many people have disappeared, the rapture will have taken place before they will realize the one we are expecting. But that is the next one we are going to. So I just want somebody to note something here, that the 40 days he was appearing, he was showing himself, that it was not to everybody in Jerusalem. It was to his disciples to give them hope that they are going to, because he promised them in the book of John chapter 14 that he will come again. He gave them so many promises. Destroy this temple after 3 days. He will build it. He's talking about his resurrection. So he was showing himself to them for them to know and believe that what he told them was coming to fulfillment. Praise the Lord. How many raptures have we seen now? How many have we seen? 4. Can we take it from first one? The rapture of what? Secondly? Thirdly? Fourth? Put your head together for yourself. We are flowing. We need to know this. Because this one that you and I will be part of, the devil is doing everything. Using his ministers, using anointing, using the various means to just get people to be very religious. To get people to be confused, not knowing what they are to do. To be part of that glorious home. You will not miss rapture in the name of Jesus Christ. So the one that concerns you and I, why did all this, their history, why did we have to go into that? Is to take one or two points like we saw in the rapture of Enoch, what he did to be able to experience. We learn a lesson from there to get some truth about this rapture. But all those ones, they are already past. The one that concerns you and I, like I told you, we have two more. Two more. Out of it, one for us, the other one does not concern you. We get there. So it is history. So it is this next one now that you need to pay attention, because it is what concerns you. It is what concerns the reason. How can you? Peter said, we have left all. He said, we have forsaken all. We have followed you. What shall be our profit, our gain? So many people are enjoying the pleasures of sin. You are forsaking your old lifestyle. You are making sacrifices. You are doing fasting and praying. You are doing all that is expected of you. Remember what the Bible says. Say there shall be gnashing and weeping of teeth. It's not to unbelievers. It is those churchgoers that will not put on the that will not move with God, with revelation, that will only be coming to church by religion. Oh, Sunday morning, it is expected that I must not be everybody is going to church. Everybody is going to church. Let me declare where I belong. But that is not following God in his divine agenda. It is those one that after the rapture has taken place, they are the one that will be very, very disappointed. You will not be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ. So we move to the fifth one, which is, I title it the next slide, the rapture of church ages saints. The rapture of the church ages saints. What do I mean? This rapture that we are expecting, that is spoken of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 18. Church ages saints. Remember, the church of Christ began on the day of the Pentecost, right? All those who have given their life to Jesus, who have washed their robe in his blood, that have died from that first church age, as written in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the first church age is what? Ephesus. Up to the last church age, which we are in. Hope we know that we are in the last church age, the Laodicea church age. This seventh church age, you know, the Bible says Enoch, the seventh. We are in the seventh church age. So we are expecting the rapture of the church now. It is this age that is not going to be eighth church age. Rapture, if Enoch being the seventh and he experienced rapture, we in the seventh church age, we experience rapture. Praise the Lord. Now, all that have died in the Lord, who have given their lives unto Jesus, from the day of the Pentecost, see, those that have died in the law, but they died in Christ. If the rapture should strike today, we that are alive will not first go ahead of them. They will be the first, according to that scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. They will come up first. We, you and I, who have received the Holy Ghost, because that is the ticket, will be, say, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. This is about the rapture of the church. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. See the order. And the dead in Christ. Who are these dead? Not the Old Testament saints. Those who have given their lives to Christ from the first church age on the day of the Pentecost. See, that day, people that died in the morning or before the rapture, but died in Christ, they will come up first. And those of us, the living elements that have also given our life to Christ, that we will not prevent them. We will be joined with them and we meet. And we what? We meet our Lord. Say, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them. Who are these them? Those that died in Christ from the first church age up to the last. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This scripture 17. Except the Lord grant you all your part of this further light. So many interpretations have been given to this scripture. Verse 16. You know, this is the only scripture that talks about the order. If you meet any denomination person now, they don't even know that the rapture has an order. That is an order of the rapture. He said the Lord himself will descend with what? A shout. That is the first stage. And afterwards, the voice of the archangel and the trump. That is order. But before that, the people that have died, all the church age saints, don't confuse it with the Old Testament saints. All the church ages are clearly written. We've taken teachings on church ages. But if you study Revelation 2:3, you see all the church ages. Or all those, in case you using the church ages is confusing you, all those that have died in Christ from the day of the Pentecost, when the church was inaugurated, up to the time of the rapture, that have died in Christ, we rise first, and those of us who will still be alive, who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, will be joined with them, and we will meet the Lord in the rapture. That is the... I've explained the meaning of caught up. That caught up means raptured. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many have we seen now? How many have we seen now? Five. The last but not the least. After this, you and I, if there's anyone that missed this, no more hope. After this, after rapture, the Lord turns to who? To the Israel, to complete the 70th week of Daniel. Remember that book of Daniel at 69? You know, he was suspended to come to the Gentile, you and I, to pick a wife. After he has picked his wife, he has gone. You know, there has been a teaching. I also listened to the teaching, and that teaching actually made me to be careless with my eternal destination, that there is hope after the rapture, that there is still hope, that there are people, that is what we call tribulation saints. I listened to it. As a human being, we always want an easy way. Does it really matter if I don't go in the rapture? If the Antichrist will come after the persecution, that the only thing, I will not receive the mark of the beast, but I will still be raptured. That actually made me to be careless. At least the most important thing is to be in heaven. See, you are a product of what you listen to. But the day I found out, after listening to some teachings and I personally studied the Bible scripturally, I see no place that the Gentiles are still raptured after the rapture that takes place in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The day I realized that, brothers and sisters, from that day, my relationship with brethren, it is, if you will not go, don't hinder me. If there are things that will make me to miss it, I check myself daily. I live with the consciousness of the fact that it can come at any time. It can come at any time, and I don't want to miss it. My wife will ask me, why is it that even if it's somebody that will offend you, and yet you are always quick to go and apologize. And then the person offend you, but now you go say, please, if that thing that happened, I didn't do it intentionally, let's reconcile, there's no problem with you. Say, why is it? It is because of revelation. Because that malice, that unforgiveness, that relationship can cost me heaven. Then what is my gain? After preaching, after fasting, after paying the tithe and the offering, and after all these sacrifices, I now miss it. I do everything. Since the day I take my, say, I take everything that has to do with going in the rapture, I take it very, very seriously. The relationship with me and my brethren, and the relationship with God, I take it very, very seriously. I take it more importantly than anything. Because once I miss it, I have missed all. Say, what shall it profit a man that gains the whole world and loses his soul? What shall it profit after you amass the whole thing and you lose it? The most important thing that you should not miss. If you miss marriage, those are brethren that are yet to marry. You miss children, you miss car. It is not yet, like my brother preached the other time, the worst has not happened. When the worst has happened, it is when you miss this rapture. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, after the rapture, the one that is written, the rapture of the church ages saint, the next, no more hope. The next thing, you will be part of the tribulations. And you'll be the day of the Lord, also the judgment that will come. It is not a day that one should experience. If you miss it as a Gentile, if you miss this rapture, forget, no more hope. Tell your neighbor, do everything to be part of this one coming. Tell your neighbor, do everything to be part of this one coming. Okay, we will attend to this. Praise the Lord. So the last one, after the rapture, like I was saying, this last seven, the last week in the seventy weeks of Daniel, what Jesus turns to the Israel. You know, he suspended his program with them to complete the 70 weeks. Let's turn our Bible to Revelation chapter 11, verse 3 to 12. God has completed, Romans 11:25 has been fulfilled. The last member of the fullness of the Gentile has come in. Rapture has taken place. Now he moves to the Israel. Revelation chapter 11, verse. He said, I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,203 score. This is 3.5 years. If you do your calculation, we've been properly taught on this. Talking about the two, let's read on, verse 4. The two witnesses, who are they? Not reincarnation, no. The people that will have the anointing of those two witnesses. These are the two holy trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth, verse 5. And if any man will hurt them, these are the people immediately the rapture has taken place, and the Antichrist moving to Jerusalem, God will anoint these two candlesticks, two witnesses, to be preaching and be telling the Jews that man is the Antichrist. Now this man will be fulfilling 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. He is already claiming that he's God, doing everything, and the whole world will be expecting a man of peace. They will accept the Antichrist. But these two witnesses will be exposing the Antichrist. The Antichrist will bear him for how many years? For 3.5 years. What happened? Let's read it. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Verse 6. Oh, let's take it to verse 9 because I'm rounding up. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nation shall see their dead bodies. No, before, let's read verse 7. That is the Antichrist that tried to kill Jesus. No. And when they shall have finished their testimonies, he did not kill them when they have not finished their assignment. Herod did not kill John the Baptist until he has introduced Jesus. No power, no kingdom can stop the purpose of God in your life. They will only succeed after you have fulfilled your purpose on earth. They finished, the Antichrist killed them after they have been, after he has been exposed. And about 144,000 have already received their message. Praise the Lord. And what happened? We are looking at the rapture. Verse 10 now. And they are, verse 10. They have been killed by the Antichrist. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice. They are happy. Because they were preaching messages that were, one message that is against them, contrary to what they are expecting. That dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, And great fear fell upon them. We saw them. Verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, come up, eat up. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. What took place here? What took place here? It is those olive tree, the anointed, they were the only people among the Jews at that hour that were raptured. Those are the six raptures that I have seen in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. For anybody who is just joining us, can we recap the six raptures we have looked at this morning? The first one is what? I can't hear you from the back. Number two. Number three. Again. Number four. Number five. Number five. The church age saints. It included you and I. And the last one. The two witnesses, the two candles. Put your hand together for the Lord. Put your hand together for the Lord. I am not scared of any question because I got my back. Those men there. Any question you bring forth that I cannot answer, we are together, they will answer it. And if we cannot answer it, after the Holy Ghost, we have the man whom the Lord has given the revelation, the further light. It will do justice to the question. Praise God. Somebody is asking a question. Please, say shalom, sir. Please, I did understand here the first and second rapture. Okay, number two. Was Lazarus the only raptured in the third rapture? Let's look at it. What was the definition we gave for rapture? And transported to heaven. Lazarus only resurrected after his resurrection. Did he not die again? Did he not die again? So, he did not experience rapture. Lazarus, among the Old Testament saints, you know, Lazarus believed Jesus. Did he not? If we read the conversation of Mary when Jesus Christ came to the tomb and he said it was the resurrection and what? And life. They believe. So Lazarus is going to be part of which category will Lazarus go? The church ages saints. It's not old. It believes in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed. So it's going to be part of. So the question is, was Lazarus the only rapture in the third rapture? What do we have in the third rapture? The Old Testament. No. No. Even that one. No. It was not. Will Israel go in the rapture? The only two. Israel. You know that the Jews that believe in Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul. Is he not a Jew? Is he not a Jew? When Christianity started, where did it start from? It started with the Jews. So all those that believe in Jesus Christ and they have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the rapture we are expecting, they will be part of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Will Israel go in the rapture? Israel, as a nation, they will not go in the rapture, but they will be part of the millennium. Praise the Lord. They will be what? Part of the millennium. If you read Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, you will see the categories. They were on thrones. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. The matters, all the matters of all church ages, they were part. They were all in this millennium. For the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, see the Jews, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image. This category you are seeing here, they are in the millennium. But there is no record, apart from those two candlesticks, that they were raptured. Praise the Lord. It is the Old Testament saints, those that believe in the law, that believe in God before Jesus. When Jesus Christ resurrected, praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. They gave, they are the, as a nation, they will not experience rapture, but they will be in the millennium. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there is any other question, or is there any other question from the house? Okay, I have just 4 minutes. Praise the Lord. You said that rapture event has order. Yes. In Thessalonians 4:16, Jesus and the Father will descend on the earth. No, no, sir. Jesus and the Father is not descend. It is Jesus. We are granted in the order of rapture in this church. Please, I want to refer you to our archive. The stages of the rapture. Everyone who has been coming to Bride Assembly from January 2023 to up to this moment should be well granted as the order of the rapture. We are not part of the religious war that believe that the aeroplane will be jamming aeroplane, there will be confusion everywhere. No, the rapture has started. The voice, the Lord has descended, we say what? A shout. The shout is the midnight cry in Matthew chapter 25, verse 5 and 6. It is a call out. Come out from there. And it started with Luther. Praise the Lord. It is Jesus Christ. That is the first stage. Restoration of, if time permit, God's willing, the order or the three stages of the rapture, it will be taken in the next class. The stages, so that we will be properly granted. The three stages of rapture.
Yeah.
As bride of Christ, we are not permitted Hello? At all to be in the confusion that the whole religious world is into. We are in the day of the rapture. Our revelation must be perfected. We cannot go to heaven confused. We must have our revelation line up correctly with the word of God. So, Jesus and the Father is not descending. It's Jesus that is descending with a shout. And he has descended. That is the shout that is going on. Now, verse 17 says, we will be caught up with the dead to meet with the Lord in the heaven. How many, Lord? If God permits me, the stages of the rapture will be taken in the next class. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 198. It's coming soon. That is our hope. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. It said, this is our hope. It's a blessed hope, the rapture. Indeed, the closing days of time. This is our hope.
Return.
Can we put our hands together for the Lord? If you are blessed.